All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Whatever. Hello. This makes it good. You could win this. This would be big. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of her Eras tour. That's a big, it's such a big prize. And all you have to do to win it is listen. Log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice. Give us at least an hour each day and you get a daily entry for that day. And you could wind up winning a trip for two to see Taylor Swift and her final Eras stop in Vancouver, Canada. Which, like, everything about this is amazing. Round trip airfare for two, a two-night hotel stay. And you see Taylor, that last show is going to be, it's just going to be off the hook. I mean, she's been doing it for years.
Don't try the Milk Duds, though.
You think they sell Milk Duds at a Taylor Swift show?
Wouldn't they?
I don't know. I don't really know what the concessions are. I was thinking garlic fries.
No. You know?
Right? They're in big arenas.
Do that. That's good.
Is it?
Garlic fries? Mm. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm sharing those with everyone.
No, it's murder for... No, you are. And I am. And anyone that does
You
is.
Want to make out? No. Nope.
But that kind of cooked garlic that you pull out of the thing and then spread on bread. Mm. You ever had that?
Baked, yeah.
Ah!
God, that is really good.
I mean, there's also bread, so that's, you can't go wrong there.
I know. Put anything on bread. It's delish.
But yeah, garlic fries, I'm in.
Yeah. I don't know. They smell great. But like the next day, I'm still like.
Actually, you know, fries. The truth is,
yeah,
I just eat fries plain. And they're always like, you want ketchup? I don't need that.
Oh.
I don't, no thanks.
I'll
just
take some
eat French fries. I mean, no, yeah. I don't hate ketchup. I just, you know, I always find myself going, nah.
It's all right. A good
mess
fry?
That it'll make
right.
Is not
now
worth it.
Now I got to find a place to squeeze out some ketchup.
No, thanks.
Nah. Mayonnaise is the best.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the mayonnaise. I know a lot of people who do love the mayo. Don't do that, Vinny. You like mayo. You put mayo on sandwiches, don't you?
You don't put them on French fries?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on French fries.
I try not to.
Okay. You know what? You are really learning. He's not sticking his finger down his throat. Usually he opens up his mouth really wide and
that
sticks
was a
his
natural,
finger down.
Natural
yeah, that
reaction.
Was an actual gag. Yeah. That was a full gag reaction, Benny.
Switch the subject, please. I have that throw-up-y, sweaty thing going on in the back of my throat.
Tyson versus Paul. Mm. If you watched it, you hated it. If you didn't watch it, it's because you hated it and you knew you'd hate it. I don't know what your deal is. Basically, the fight sucked. Netflix sucked. Tyson's bare ass was pretty sweet. That was, you know, it was surprising to see that because there we all are sitting on the couch and they're chatting him up and he's talking, you know, whatever I'm saying over here, I'm just saying stuff. I'm a real tough guy. And then he turns around and it's like, you know, if your dad didn't put, you're very built dad, but your dad didn't put any pants on, he's walking away. Did anyone else notice, I mean, I don't know what he's got going on, but he has a lump in the middle of his back that is just profound. You could really see it during the fight, like with the overhead lights and stuff shining.
I didn't notice. It's
like he slipped an apple under his skin there.
Oh.
It's crazy.
You were kind of obsessed with that.
Well, I couldn't. I was like, what's going on there? Is that like maybe a fuse? Like they fused two vertebrae together or something?
I'll
crazy.
Tell you what's going on there.
Please tell me.
You were bored.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
That could be it. Yeah. They were showing him from the back, him not moving that much. I just was really like, can someone please throw a punch? Could the punching start? I just want to see either of these guys get punched. Anyway, I'm looking at his backside of him. They do a pre-show interview in the locker room, and he does not have pants on. He has a jock strap on, so I guess the front's blocked, but or whatever that is, some kind of boxing protection for your nads. And then he turns around, and there's his, you know, chunky little cheeks. I'm like, oh, look at that. Little chunky cheeks.
I didn't see that live, but that became the
takeaway
of the night.
Right. And he even looks kind of sad as he's walking off. Like, who was saying they didn't like his legs, they didn't like his footwork, something? This guy's shuffling like a 58-year-old
yeah.
over to his locker.
The announcer was saying that. It was Roy Jones Jr., who I believe did one of the exhibition fights with Tyson in the past.
Yeah, he's very low energy.
I said this before the fight. and I believed it then. I still, again, was rooting for Father Time to just have a great big comeback and really show everybody what's what. Didn't happen.
No.
But before the fight, I did mention to you guys more than once, he didn't look good 10 years ago.
Mm-mm.
He was already not looking good. So this was, and he went on to say something like, listen, back then I was using a lot of drugs and alcohol and I was not in any kind of shape to be in the ring. I'm okay this time. It's going to be a better showing. And it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't good.
It was one of the most hyped boxing matches I've ever. This one, the Ronda Rousey one. I mean, there have been other hyped boxing things, but the
what
ones
they
that,
do.
Right. Then they do it well. Even the slap the other day.
All
I was
part
like,
of
well,
the party.
We're going to go ahead and fight with the full 8 rounds.
And we all get into the frenzy of it. And then there's all the old guys going, I hope the old guy goes in there and just gets him.
Yeah.
And then the old guy limps in and you go, uh-oh.
After the fight, Tyson tweeted he's actually lucky he made it to bell time alive. He says, this is one of those situations when you get lost, but you still won. I'm grateful for last night. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. I almost died in June. I almost died. I had 8 blood transfusions. Lost half my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital. I had to fight to get healthy, so fight to fight, so I won. So he's saying he wins. He had what? Like some kind of massive bleeding ulcer or some problem. They were supposed to do this, I think, in July.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe he turned it around that fast. He said he called the fight an experience no man has the right to ask for. Let's see. In a post-fight interview.
What was the last part of that?
An experience that no man has the right to ask for.
Oh, okay.
Ask for.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, 20 million.
Yeah. Yep. I walked in there.
He didn't have the right to ask
for
that.
And I put my hand out and I put $20 million in it. It was incredible. How did I get $20 million? How did I get it?
He's right.
In a post-fight interview, Jake Paul said he took his foot off the gas in the later rounds.
Oh, yes, he did.
I wanted to give the fans a show, but I didn't want to hurt someone if they didn't need to be hurt.
God, his voice is weird. Mm. He said he didn't feel any power in any of Tyson's punches. About 60 million people watched or tried to. For many, the entire card was ruined by constant freezing and buffering. I didn't have much problem with it. All kinds of hashtags like Netflix broken or unwatchable or buffering were all trending.
Netflix won the night, though. In the end, whatever problems they had, they experienced a flood of live viewers, unlike anything they've ever had. I know they've done, was it Chris Rock did a live thing
with
them?
That's right, they did do a live thing with him.
And so there have been a couple, but there's no way Chris Rock saw 60 million viewers. There's no way.
Right. Yeah,
so this
I
is the
seriously
most
doubt that.
People that have ever flooded to Netflix at one time for a live event, and I'm sure they'll do better next time.
You know what's interesting about this as well? Like when you hear that they had 60 million, does that mean 60 million homes? Because we watched it at our house and we had 5 people there with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe it's way more than that. I don't know. It's fun to get together and watch
a
dumb fight that everyone's been talking about.
The pay-per-view was always the same way. Like
right.
You'd get 10 people in. So I don't know how they count that. I would think it's homes.
Right.
TVs.
We also, apparently they say one of the good things that came out of this is a lady by the name of Sydney Thomas, who was one of the ring girls.
Those almost look real.
Well, they're very loose.
Do you see the movement?
See the movement, but they're...
This, for the record, this busty blonde ring girl that you may have seen, she's walking in slow-mo toward the camera, and she's it's the golden hour. She's got a long shadow out behind her. She looks fantastic. It was
she's
weird.
She's very oiled, too.
We were.
Look at her glisten.
We were noticing the ring girls. At first, it was this chick and this tall black chick, like the same height, and then all of a sudden, the black chick was just gone. There was just this other, shorter girl who was...
I never noticed that, but behind the girls' boxing match, because there was the controversy of the headbutt and the cheating, and then behind one of them, when there was a camera, tight camera, it was just the cleavage over her shoulder of the black lady, and I was like, like fake, but hot.
Yeah, it's they're very much stuck on and gathered up. So I think when they gather them up like that, they have a little bit more like sort of top jello.
Oh, so you're for sure those are fake, right?
I feel like they are. Right. I don't really know, Vin. And they do a great job with the fake boobs these days, so.
I saw a pair you wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
She told me, because otherwise I would not have, I would have said those are real.
Some people are just looking to get them filled back out. And they didn't go crazy.
That girl should tell everyone where she got them. I'm sure she does, probably, like, to all the people. Right.
Usually, you can tell just by hugging someone. Like, I know a couple people who got boob jobs that I'm like, well, there's your hard stuck on boobs.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is fine. Whatever you want. And sometimes people have to get, oh my God, I was reading a thing about Kathy Bates. She said that because she had breast cancer, and she was like, yeah, I didn't get anything reconstructed. They took them off and they just stitched me up, and that's what I got now. I didn't bother with it. I just didn't feel like it.
Does she have a partner?
I don't know. I do not know. She's Matlock right now.
No, I understand. And I wonder what is behind that.
Yeah, like
especially as a movie star, you'd think that you're hyper aware of your look.
Although,
I don't know.
In a way, I feel like Kathy Bates is a chick who is, she is a great actress, like a really great actress who isn't about, you know, she never had to worry about being the ingenue or getting her face done or any of that stuff because she just wasn't playing those kind of roles. She's more of a normal looking person.
Well, you'd still be. I mean, everybody has vanity.
Yes, of course. Tony Campisi is her husband.
Okay.
I don't know who that guy is, but.
She's 81 though, right?
Oh,
is that what that says?
Sorry. They divorced in 97.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, she's
so
probably
like she doesn't have anybody right now.
I don't need that.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
People do things for their partner, though.
Oh, yes,
what I was
absolutely.
Getting at.
Sure.
I know when my dad died, my mom said, I'm done dyeing my hair.
Mm.
And I went, oh.
And I can see that. Like, I've just gone through breast cancer and had the surgery, and I'm not really showing these to anyone, so I'm just going to go ahead and leave them be.
Right.
Hey, Michael. So, next up, unless you want to talk more about this fight, I just feel like that was enough. I have not yet watched SNL from Saturday. Yesterday was football day, so that was on our TV all day. And then we had what did we eat last night? Oh, we ate the leftover pizza, and that was good. Mm. So I just didn't get around to it. I'll probably watch it today. Alec Baldwin, I guess his fly was down during the SNL closing scene, and the internet is just so mean. It's like, okay, the guy forgot to zip. Like, that's super unfortunate. Like, who among us has had to have someone go, hey, XYZ?
I hope he doesn't care. That show, I've been there for the live show, and they are calling these people to come and change right now. These names, please get to the backstage area, get changed. They're changing in a flurry of commercial space, and then they're back out for the next segment. It's easy to forget your zipper, I'm sure.
He did the opening segment, and then that was it on the whole show. So he had all.
Oh, so he
had
even
all
have
night.
To change.
He didn't have to change.
Oh, well, then there's no excuse for you, sir.
Alec Baldwin's zipper was down on SNL. What a loser! Somebody wrote on Twitter. Is he drunk? Somebody else wrote on Twitter. Alec Baldwin just showing up in the outro for SNL while clearly effed up and had his fly down and he didn't even do anything this whole show. What is going on?
The internet is so fun.
I know. It's just, isn't it? It's so great. So Baldwin was in the cold opening alongside James Austin Johnson, who's the guy playing Trump. And Dana Carvey was there as Joe Biden. And so, which I think this is great casting. Alec Baldwin is playing Kennedy. He's, what's that guy's name? Damn it.
Robert F. Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or whatever his name is, for Health and Human Services. And I don't know if he did the voice. Like, I can't wait to watch it today. Because the voice is very crazy. But I don't want to make fun of it because I think he's got a condition.
He has a condition. And I actually once had to do, before we first started Stitcher, did a podcast with his partner and mentioned his voice and kind of made fun of it and then was quickly batted down.
Yeah.
By the way, he's got this condition. So, yeah. He's still a tool.
Yeah, but... And weird stories. Really weird stories. But anyways, I can't wait to watch that show. I can't wait to watch that cold open. Do you have the Drew Barrymore stuff? This came out last week, but I didn't. And I've seen Drew do this, and I've often thought that looks uncomfortable. But people put up with it because they love Drew. I mean, she's there. She is hosting her show, and she wants to sit practically on your lap. She wants to be right next to you. She's or cross-legged. She's leaning over. She's putting her hands in your lap, and she's reaching over and touching you all the time. And it is one of her things. This is like something that she does. She did it to Martha Stewart, who was not into it. And
I imagine there's a lot of, look, if a guy was doing that, people would go, that guy's a scumbag. Get off your guess and just do your interview, dude. But here's Drew. She's a girl, so she can do it. Except I'm sure there are plenty of people who are like, could you not back up? You're making me, I'm going cross-eyed. I'm trying to talk to you.
Exactly. I can't even see you completely. So here's a little chunk of what happened.
Yeah, what? Soft and gooey treatment.
Yes.
When you're treated like a lady.
Nice. It's nice.
Someone comes in and...
You're the wrong gender.
I know.
What makes
she's actually not mean about it, but she pushes her back. And... She actually and said, you're the wrong gender, as in, because as she was saying, I want to be treated like a lady. And then I guess that's what Drew thinks treating someone like a lady is. You crawl in their lap and cuddle up, like nurse me, I guess. I don't know. Ladies, isn't that what they do? They nurse people. So at that point, Drew flopped backward onto the couch as if she was devastated. They weren't going to get it on right then and there. And so if you want to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, it might already be up there because this I've been trying to get to this story since last week. But Martha Stewart did not appreciate being touched by Drew Barrymore, and Martha's in her 80s, and I'm sure she's just like, I'm just going to say, don't do it. I'm not holding anything back. I'm in my 80s. And you guys, this is our like have mercy, have sympathy moment of the day. Kim Kardashian feels like she's raising her kids by herself. She's a big family, 4 kids. And the money to surround herself with servants. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't get overwhelmed by her 4 kids, you guys. In a recent interview, she said that despite having a great support system, I just think that no matter what kind of help I have, I'm basically raising 4 kids by myself. So I don't know if that's supposed to be like a slight on Kanye or just like an F you to everybody who can't afford a nanny. And is actually raising their kids by themselves. But it just, I feel like there's so much tone deaf that comes out of that house that she lives in. Which, look, everybody's living their own reality. I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve to have all her money. She is so incredibly talented at whatever it is that she does do. Like, I saw her with Ray J. It looked really difficult. It seemed so big. I'm like, what? Wow, she's amazing. So she's... got 4 kids, 11-year-old North, 8-year-old Saint, 6-year-old Chicago, 5-year-old Psalm. And speaking of Kanye, he is actually facing a new lawsuit from an ex-employee who claims that Kanye was banging Bianca, his wife, in front of him while wearing Nazi clothing. So same old, same old. But that's what's going on Kanye's side of the fence over there. Anyway, congrats to all of them for all their riches. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The weird part is that people have made them this famous and this rich. So
we did this.
I assume her fans aren't saying you're tone deaf. They're like, yeah, you're great, yeah. Kim. We love you. And it's sad that Kanye disappeared like that.
Maybe I could come over and babysit for you so you can like have some me time.
The boredom epidemic after these.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, tickets for Alice in Winterland. It's sold out, and here's how to win them. All this week, 5:05 each afternoon with our Janie. Listen for the keyword. You'll win tickets for the first 5 rows. So today, it's 5th row. Tomorrow, it's 4th row. And then by Friday, you must be in the front row for our sold out Alice in Winterland, courtesy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. Alice in Winterland features One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. We'll meet you there.
What's up, everyone? This Alex Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. When the needs of our society increase, Fremont Bank Foundation ramps up its support toward basic human needs, education, arts and culture, and other causes. Go to FremontBank.com today for more information. Here's what's happening. Cold and clear out there today with a high in the 50s. We have a huge storm on the way end of week and into next week, which means holiday travel, depending on what you're doing, could be affected. I don't have the long-term forecast into Thanksgiving. It's a little far for that.
Yep.
But I do know we've got a big storm. They're calling it the possibility for an atmospheric river type dump. And that's great for snow. A lot of rain.
Yeah. Mm. Not as awesome.
So the 49ers were winning, and then all of a sudden, some guy scoots off to I'll just run over here on the left where no one is and score a touchdown with 2 minutes left.
Mm. Go Mountaineers!
Oh my God.
They were not playing. It was the Seahawks, and we hate them.
Yeah.
And they beat us. We're now at 5-5. I believe we're now in last place.
Oh.
And everyone keeps going, we got a great division. The worst team's 5-5. Okay, but...
but we're that team, so we don't like that.
Us. Ah. Monday Night Football tonight is the Battle of Texas. Houston versus Dallas, 5:15.
Texas, enjoy your evening.
I'm not interested in that. I mean, it might be on in the background, but...
yeah. It is still football.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And yet...
nobody cares. Oh my God. Who the hell cares?
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. You know that. That is one of the things I like.
I have to do this one. Just, okay. I mean, you may have heard this. I don't know. Maybe you haven't. The term soap opera.
Yeah.
Do you know where that comes from?
Because they were trying to sell you like laundry soap during the
day. There was
a
lot. They say the term soap opera comes from old dramatic radio shows from the 1920s and 30s that were sponsored by Procter & Gamble. They would use the shows to plug their soap products.
And that's where,
and
the
that's
name,
where that's we so got funny. Soap opera.
So funny that they threw opera in there. You know, soap opera. Why not just a soap show?
I don't know. When Doritos launched in 1966, they were just plain corn tortilla chips. The nacho cheese powder wasn't added until 1972.
Well, that was the move because there's plenty of brands of nacho cheese, of plain old tortilla chips.
That's what I eat,
though. I can never even remember which ones I like. There's so many of them. I'll go
which
in
Dorito,
I'm like...
Dorito, you mean?
No, I don't like Doritos at all, but I'll just take a plain corn chip. I know I like Have a Chip because it's like, sometimes you get like the really soy saucy one. Mm-hmm. And, but then there's all these ones that are super close names. I'm like, I don't really remember, so I'm going to go with Tostitos Hint of Lime.
Yeah. What?
I love that one.
I get the ones that where the with the guy riding the corn.
Casa de Sanchez. That. Yeah, baby.
That's what I get.
Are those the extra thick cut ones?
They have thick and they have thin. I get the thin.
I see.
But I won't eat a sandwich without a little handful of those tortilla chips.
Is that so?
I don't even want it.
What about some potato chips?
I want... what I want.
You want the corn chips.
I want those corn chips.
You like Fritos?
I like Fritos, salty. But no, this is what I eat. What's Casa de Sanchez, whatever that is, that's what I eat. I get those at Whole Foods, but you can get them everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what I eat.
I'm sure they're great.
I love them.
I'm always looking at all of the things and I go, I don't know any.
And Christina always goes, you want salsa? I mean, you should have some. No, these are fine.
Would you like some mayo to dip those into, Ben?
No.
What about some ketchup?
By the way, it's Casa Sanchez. Oh, it is Casa Sanchez, not Casa Sanchez.
Vinny, stop it.
Well, then you stop it. I didn't do it. You did it.
Okay.
Why don't you just stick your finger down my throat for me?
Overreaction. Look, you know.
People are getting more bored despite endless entertainment content, according to a study.
Yes. Fight that, everybody. Put your phone down and find something to do other than your phone.
The boredom epidemic is on the rise. Despite an endless amount of entertainment content that is accessible in today's world, anywhere you are and everywhere you go, you can have a show or a podcast or this fine radio station on and entertaining you. And yet, somehow, boredom.
Because epidemic. We're bored by content, but it's like there's nothing else in the world anymore. Like, I just don't, I want to, I'd rather take a walk and like look at the tops of buildings, or I mean, find something else to do besides things that are on your phone or on a screen. I don't know. The world's so crazy right now.
Adolescents and college students in particular are feeling bored more frequently since 09.
Well, because even if they want to talk to their friends are busy looking at something on their phone. So they're just sitting there like, well, I guess I'll just do that too. Watch some boring ass thing on my phone.
This is one of the rare times I would ever recommend something so dramatic. But I will tell you, if you have too much time on your hands, have a kid.
Oh.
Then your time just goes.
That is, you have a great point there, Vin.
Oof.
That's what you should do, everyone. Have more children. You will love not having time to do anything else.
It will just go right away.
Are you basically saying enjoy your boredom?
I'm saying enjoy your boredom. I'm saying you have so much available to you, including the outdoors. Like, that is still always an option.
Go outside and play. Or, I don't know, find a new hobby. Like, looking at your phone isn't a hobby. It's like you're just wasting your life. You're staring at your phone, staring at screens. Looking at, death scrolling through TikTok. Like, stop it already. I'm really worried about you. Happy Monday, everybody.
It's weird they're calling it an epidemic, but they do come to the conclusion that many people, despite all the options, find themselves feeling bored. And I don't.
And depressed, I bet, too. It's depressing to when you're just looking at the same stuff. You can't even really concentrate on any of it. I don't know.
There is definitely a weird thing that happens with the new, YouTube was the first one that I was aware of. But all of them are similar in that YouTube, the way it's designed, keeps you on it. So that you can even watch a little kid who's never used it. And right. They'll be very quickly figure out like, well, this video is not that great. But
But there's one right there next to it.
And there's like a whole row of six of them underneath that might be good too. And then you can also string, zing. Oh, there's six more. Zing, six more. We're actually damaging our attention span and we already have none.
Right.
Oh, well, that's the story though. The boredom epidemic.
We're so bored. Oh my God. Bring back libraries. Bring back reading a book. Bring back drawing. Anything. Literally anything that it doesn't involve looking at a screen. That's not a hobby.
But bring back a kid riding a bike.
Yes.
How about that?
Sure. I like it. Bring back finger painting.
I always, anything my kid asks for, I tell her, I need you to draw me a picture. And she'll go, color it. This is the same conversation every day. No, draw it. I don't care. Draw the dog. Draw your mom. Draw yourself. Draw whatever you want.
That's good.
Draw
then.
It. Get a pen and draw it. She comes back with a colored picture. This? Nope. Not that.
Create it.
Go draw it.
That's actually solid because I'm so cute. Think about it.
Don't you want to give me whatever I want?
Right.
She's got that look on her face. Like, I know you said draw it, but
here's something that I drew a couple days ago. What do you think?
She's hard to hold that line.
Yeah.
You know, because she's a cute kid and I like her.
How's that hot tub going?
It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys use it all weekend?
I didn't go in it at all this weekend.
Oh, man.
But the missus and the kids did for sure. And it's great.
Do you bring them out like little things to snack on, on a tray or something?
I actually made the missus a breakfast. So I went surfing early on Sunday and had a spectacular time.
You didn't come right home and jump back in that
hot tub? I came home. I'm telling you what I did. I came home and there was my one kid who'd slept in. It was like 10 o'clock and she's just getting up. And she's like, can I have breakfast? And I went, yeah, I'll make you some eggs. And then the missus comes in from her run and she's like, and I go, you want some? She goes, yep, but I'm getting in the hot tub. So I made her a breakfast burrito and brought it out to her.
Ah! What do you put in your breakfast burrito?
Black beans, eggs,
cheese?
A little cheese, salsa, the end.
That sounds delicious.
Sorry. And avocado.
Oh, that's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so
all
good.
All fresh. Mm. All just nice. Mm. When you text LOL, How often are you really laughing out loud?
Absolutely never.
This is why I forever didn't ever do that, is because I don't want to say I'm laughing out loud when I'm not. It almost feels like I don't want to, I can't give you that. I'm not going to give you a round of applause when that's not.
My sister writes, I see, which means internally chuckling.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
She doesn't like to write lol. I write lol constantly.
I'll write ha ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha.
I like what she's got there.
I see. Internally chuckling.
Good one is fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, good one.
Good one. Clever.
But, you know.
Lol is just so much easier.
Researchers tracked text exchanges of more than 5,000 people and found we're seen as less sincere when we shorthand phrases like LOL and OMG. Researchers were surprised. They assumed most people were cool with those abbreviations. They are easy.
Yeah.
It is an easy way to let someone know I've seen this and I approve.
I actually hate the tap back where you put a heart or a exclamation point, because I think you've texted me. And my phone won't shut up. And everyone's liking the comment. I'm like, oh my God, please, please don't alert me when I get a tap back. Like, I don't care that someone.
That's what I do to end a conversation. If somebody keeps talking, I'll just start emoticon, you know, hitting the pause. Like, here, I'm not typing anymore. Stop.
You should just stop typing at all, because then they, now they've picked their phone up and they see your reaction and they, oh, he loves it. And then they keep going. Now they've opened their phone back up. But if you just didn't tap back, then it would be over.
No, I love it. That means it's over.
Well, now that you've said it out loud into a microphone, anybody who gets a tap back of a heart from Maddie, he means he's done with you.
Despite that making people seem phony.
Yeah.
99% of people in the study say they use abbreviations in their texts.
Well, everybody does. It's
so
true.
You know.
Phony.
Right.
You know, I mostly talk to text. If I have my phone, I'll just hold the thing up and go blah, 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 blah. And then I don't know. I don't even check to make sure it said it picked up what I don't care. I'm just sending it. That's what you get. Like, so in that instance, I am not using LOL. Or BRB, or rolling on the floor laughing. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm just saying the thing. But if I'm typing it, I'll absolutely LOL, OMG, WTF.
You're a phony.
Sound a little hostile, though. I mean,
so,
we like you.
Really,
we're in your phone because we're your friend and we like you.
You don't like me that much.
What are you talking about?
If you did, you would stop it.
Stop what?
Texting me.
When did you become the antisocial guy on the show? When did that happen?
Honestly, in the last year. In the last year, I had one too many fights with people online and went, what are you doing? What on earth are you doing? And I went, you know what I'm going to try? Not doing this anymore. But it has made me a bitter old bitch, hasn't it? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm here constantly.
I was told LOL is only what, these are text messages real quick. I was told LOL is only what old people send. The kids use ha 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 now, or just a laughing emoji.
Yeah. When I'm actually laughing, I type ha ha ha. That's funny.
Casa Sanchez has the best salsa too. Yeah.
Casa Sanchez is one you guys like?
I don't know the name of it, but I know the logo. It's the guy on the corn, and it's like,
yeah.
It's
he's
just
straddling
what I get.
He's
riding
corn
a corn cob, yes.
Yeah.
Like it's a horse.
If you got that tattooed on you and you went to the taqueria and the mission, they would, you would get free, I think, free tacos for life or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
They gave
Casa
up on
Sanchez
that, though,
Casa Sanchez used
sure
to be just a taqueria?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's still in the mission, but when I lived in the mission, that was our go-to.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
It's dedication, really.
I can't think of the name of the place, but it's one like Best Burrito in America year over year, and it's in the mission as well. And it's right by where I used to get my tattoos done. So I've been there a bunch of times.
It's not just called La Taqueria?
I think that's it. Yep. But
yeah.
I don't even know. I buy those chips for however long. I don't know the name. So I've listened to the Cure album on repeat a million times. I can't name a song. Because I'm not
What's
trying.
What's the hit on there? Like, sing me the hook from the hit.
No, I can't. I can't sing it to you. I can't. Oh, you want to know something cool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're all into Post Malone, right? Posty.
Sure, Posty.
The best.
Right.
And he's been doing this country thing where he put out a country album. He's on the new... Ah, why can't I think of the guy's name?
Is it a country
Dwight
guy?
Yoakam?
Dwight. He's on the new Dwight Yoakam album,
yeah,
which I downloaded Friday. And I'm listening to it, and he's on one of the songs. It's a freaking hit.
Oh.
It's country, and we wouldn't play it here, but it's good. I'm all posty. Look at that. On the Dwight Yoakam album. He walks into town, makes friends everywhere he goes, and
he
suddenly...
is friendly. Everyone loves him.
Producing music all over the place.
Everyone
That's
loves
the one.
Him. Bang, bang, boom, boom.
Yep.
Let's hear this.
No, you don't want to hear it. Don't play it.
Oh, is it have swears?
No, but Michael isn't going to dig that we're playing.
He likes Post Malone.
Yeah, he's not going to like it.
He loves country music. Here we go.
Oh, this is super country.
Oh, yeah.
I told you.
It's Dwight Yoakam.
Is this the Post Malone part?
No, that part's coming up.
Okay.
But he does verses. Here, this is probably him. There you go.
Crank it up. We lost our way. Where's his goat sound? That's nice. I'd
have to lie. Oh, and then go to the chorus.
Okay, I get to it. There it is, Meg. Bang, bang, boom, boom.
There's nothing left here now but sadness. Anyway, well, hey, listen, I told you not to at all.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey.
Bang. Anyway, it's good. I've listened to it 20 times. It's
bang,
good.
Bang, bang, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you like Dwight Yoakam, this is...
They sing together. Good.
Anyway.
Super country.
Post Malone.
Take it over country. Beyonce from Texas can't do it. Although she did do it.
She did do it. What are you talking about? The Grammys are coming up, and she's going to own it.
Yeah, but the Country Music Awards, not a single nomination. So the people who throw their own award show say no.
Well,
the rest of us, though, we're like, yeah. Well,
I wonder if Posty will get the same.
Like no, if they're going to.
He'll be widely accepted.
Everyone
like,
loves him.
They're I'm like, white.
This guy's,
what?
I'm a white guy. I'm filthy. I'm just, I got a truck. It's me. Hi. I'm not a problem. It's not me.
Let's see here. Key takeaways from the fight. This is the Jake Paul Tyson fight. Jake Paul let Tyson live, and Rosie Perez is still alive.
Yeah, Rosie. I thought, I think she got like really hurt on a set somewhere, and she went away for a long time. I don't know why she's back, you know, rearing up her head and boxing, but
well,
okay.
What I remember, and this could just be wrong, plain wrong, is she used to do that put on voice, that kind of annoying, and she was in a couple really good. Over the top. And she was in a few great movies, Spike Lee movies. But other than that, I was like listening to her going, she doesn't do the fake voice anymore.
She got a serious neck injury that occurred on Law & Order SVU in 2009.
Oh.
Yeah. They actually, hold on, she had to have spinal fusion surgery and pelvic bone marrow transplant to help her. Yeah.
And now she's a boxing commentator.
I hadn't seen her since, right. Now uh-huh. But she's, you know, take her voice down. She was very normal sounding mm-hmm. lady.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I think we'll start with a mini game.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.